Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mondo Trash Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Wow, this is going to be our last episode for 2008. And I'm actually going to podcast this one because it's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have some fun stuff. We're going to play some of my favorite songs of the year. We're going to talk about some of my favorite stuff for the new year. We're going to talk about New Year's Eve parties, and why I don't really do them. And we're going to talk about, I don't know, a lot of different stuff. A little bit of politics, a little bit of celebrity gossip, a little bit of, just, you know, pandering to the lowest common denominator. But I think we're going to kick the show off with a fantastic new tune, which I found, actually, in the free bin outside of CITR. And it's Jackson Browne, and the song is Lawyers in Love. It's kind of terrible. So I'm just going to play that for you guys. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa to anybody who celebrates it. Yeah. Right, so here it is. Jackson Browne, Lawyers in Love. I mean, it just has the best album artwork. Anyways, the number you can call in at 604-822-2487. We sort of have that working again. I can talk to you, but I can't put you on the air. So, not really very fun. Anyways, my name is Maxwell Maxwell, and this is Mondo Trash Show, my show. Thanks for listening.
I can't keep up with what's been going. Thank you.
Exciting. Okay, so you're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I have to play this now because it's good for you.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was a great experience and good money. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident.
And studying at UBC?
You got it. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I'll definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work study job, visit www.students.ubc.ca/work study.
Exciting. Okay, so you just heard Electrocute with the title track from On the Beat, the new album. Before that, Jackson Browne, the album I just found playing around in the free bin with the fantastic title track from Lawyers in Love, and it's got a great cover. Google it or go on Discogs if you're near a computer. If you're listening via the internet, that's probably the best way. And a lot of people do listen to CITR through the internet, actually. I don't own a radio. I listen entirely online, and of course I download my favorite shows as podcasts. Which most of our shows are podcasted. Of course, Mondo Trashio, my show, I only podcast when I think it's good, or when I remember to. So this one, I think, is going to actually be quite a good show. I've been having such a wonderful time already in the 15 minutes that I've been with you guys tonight. I've played those two songs, and I'm about to play another one by local favorites. Bend Sinister. Stories of Brothers, Tales of Lovers is the album. It's new. And I'm about to play a song called Give In to the Night, which I really like because it's got a sweet piano hook on it. And not enough people do that these days. So remember, you can call in 604-822-2487 if you feel like requesting something or bugging me or asking for a date or seeing what the weather's like in Vancouver or if you don't know what time it is or you're just bored or whatever. I don't know. Also, hey, if you donated to my show, So a couple of you didn't give your names, and I have people. There's about like $150 worth of prizes to give away for various people who don't have names. So if you can call in and I guess if you can just email me, mondotrasho@maxwellmaxwell.com, then I'm happy to send you your prizes because, you know, thanks to everybody who donated, but the people who didn't give their names, I can't get you your prize because I guess you just... Anyways, so... Yeah, if you haven't got a prize and you think you should, email me, mondotrasho@maxwellmaxwell.com. And here's that track from Ben Sinister, I promised you.
That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog, that dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog. That bird came at me with a knife. Told me she wanted my life. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that bird right out of me. That bird, that bird. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake the bird right out of me. That bird, that bird. That pig took everything I had. That pig made me feel so bad. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig, shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That pig had his way with me.
That dog,
shake that dog out of the tree.
That dog,
shake that dog. Shake that dog. That dog had his way with me. Shake that dog out of the tree. Shake that dog right out of me. That bird came at me with a knife. That bird told me she wanted my life. That bird, shake that bird. Shake that bird out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that bird right out of me. That bird, that bird. Took everything I have. That pig made me feel so bad. That pig, shake that pig. Shake that pig. Shake that pig out of the bush. Now let's give that pig a push. Shake that pig right out of me. That dog out of the tree so that everyone can see. Shake that dog right out of me. That dog, that dog.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, everybody, we're back, and we've been listening to some fun music for the past half an hour, and we have half an hour left of Mondo Trasho with Maxwell Maxwell, and that's me, your host. Well, I was hoping we'd be getting a phone-in from Felix Cartel, but I guess not, because he's playing tonight with Mastercraft. And I was hoping my old buddy would phone in and relive the glory days of, actually going to college and doing stuff instead of, you know, hanging out with famous people all the time. Who needs famous people? We can just sort of sit in the sub where there's, what is there here? Not really a lot. The sub is actually the Student Union Building at UBC, where we broadcast from. We have a suite of offices here, and then we have a hookup to a great big tower that broadcasts out over Vancouver on top of Gage Towers, which are next to us. And it actually is supposed to be closed as of 5 p.m. today, but obviously since CITR, you know, broadcasts all the time, I sort of have to get around that. So it's been kind of a pain in the butt. And everything in the sub is closed. There's no food. There's no, you know, nothing. No fun. No movies anymore. Nothing until January. So, it's kind of boring here. Hey, guess what? So we're actually going to get a new chair that doesn't squeak as much. I know, I'm kind of thrilled, actually. I hope you guys are, too, because no more of this in between while I'm talking. Isn't this really obnoxious? Don't you just kind of hate it? Anyways, so I have this remix EP by The Cure, and everybody on it is really horrible, which kind of sucks, because I really like The Cure, or at least their old stuff, actually. I like very particular releases by The Cure. Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. I do not like Pornography or Blood Flowers or any of that. Too depressing. Just makes me sad. And I don't really think Robert Smith has anything to be all that depressed over. But this EP, it's five songs, five remixes. One is by 30 Seconds to Mars. One is by Jade Puget from AFI. One is by Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. One is from Patrick Stump and Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. And one is from 65 Days of Static. But I'm actually going to go ahead and play the one by Jade Puget, just because I like The Cure, and I haven't really heard this yet. I'm going to stop if it sucks. So if it really sucks, I'll stop it, and I'll spare you the misery. But Jade Puget, I don't want to get myself in hot water here, but I used to like AFI. I mean, not like AFI, not like, you know, like I could have the AFI t-shirt or, God forbid, an AFI tattoo. I mean, I bet there's probably a lot of people who are really regretting getting one of those. So I'm from the Bay Area, and that's where AFI sort of came out of. And they used to be kind of like a hardcore band, not really hardcore, but like, they played punk really, really fast, and it was sort of melodic, hardcore. They sounded basically they sounded like the Misfits, except not as original or fun. Maybe The Offspring. But, you know, when you're 15 years old, you know, liking a band that sounds like a cross between the Misfits and The Offspring is, you know, certainly not the worst thing. I mean, God, the kids today, they're listening to this Freedom Force 5. No, Family Force 5, I think. And they Family Force 5 is a Christian screamo crunk rap metal hybrid. And it's possibly the worst thing I've I mean, it's like, he's like, there's the screaming and the rapping and sort of the hardcore things. And they, believe me, they've got the hair. But what they're rapping about is Jesus. Which sounds like it might be funny in a kind of ironic way, but it's really actually just kind of terrible. It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing, and I'm going to try and find something to play it for you, because it's so terrible. And it's kind of, yeah, it's like they're rapping and screaming about their love for Jesus, and also how they managed to work partying in there. Yeah, listen to this. And they've got a guitar. I mean, it sounds like it'd be funny, but it's not. It's really bad. It's terrible. It's kind of hard to avoid. It's kind of like a car crash or something. It's like somebody took the band van for, like, My Chemical Romance and just crashed it into a Hot Topic and... God, I don't know. It's like very, very, it's like way worse than My Chemical Romance. Worse than, it's so bad. It's terrible. It's terrible. I should stop it now, but and they kind of sound like a cross between a really bad white imitation of Lil Jon and a filler Marilyn Manson song from, God, just like Marilyn Manson, a filler album track. So terrible. I'm just transfixed, actually, by their look. The look they're giving you while they're doing this. They've got these walkie-talkies, and, like, it goes beyond ironic. It's, I don't know, it's so awful, and they're just such, you know, there's there's like people who are bad artists, and then there's people who are bad human beings for their art. And this is definitely in the latter category. This is just like, honestly, it's just kind of hard to watch. So anyways, so I've got this thing, and I was, what was it? Yeah, I was, okay, I was talking about my high school years, and why I used to like AFI. Because AFI used to basically, you know, they basically used to be this, a sort of semi-hardcore punk band, and I don't know, I guess, well, they used to sound basically like something that you might not be completely embarrassed. So his voice is a little obnoxious, but, you know, they sound okay. I mean, it's not fantastic, but when you're 15, you sort of take what you can get. And, I did like other better bands. I liked the Buzzcocks, and I liked Bowie, you know, and I had all the Beatles and Dylan and stuff, so, you know, and Black Flag. So it's not like, you know, it's not like it's the worst thing ever, but AFI, everybody knows, they sort of turned into this mopey thing, and they sort of never really realized that their singer couldn't sing, and then you sort of try and do this thing. Anyways, so Jade Puget, he is the one in AFI, he's the guitarist, and he sort of looks like a My Little Pony, because he's got this great hairdo, which, I don't know, it's fantastic, because he sort of looks really old and tired. He's like 35 or something. But he used to be in this band, Redemption 87, which was actually kind of an awesome hardcore band. So I'm going to give this song a listen just because I like The Cure, and I think this is kind of a fun one. Well, I've been talking for way too long. I get a little bit verbose when I'm by myself in the studio, and it's just me and you guys, and we're just hanging out and chit-chatting. If you do want to give me a call, if you have an idea for what I should play or something, I have a bunch of albums here. I'm just sort of going through a stack, and some of them I haven't even listened to before. I like to share with you guys. I like to share my impressions of music. Mostly because I know the audience for my show is really small, and a lot of you guys I know personally. And it's just time for me and you, and we get to be together, and we can snuggle. I wish I had some hot cocoa, because I really want to snuggle with you. And we'll see if we want to keep snuggling with this next song. If it's any good, we'll keep snuggling together, but if it's not, I'll find better snuggling music for us. So here we go, and it's, as we start off, it sort of sounds like, I guess, like a rave. I guess he went to a lot of raves when he was a kid.
Steps down, I'll see you as I clap around. Ow, it makes fucking hell, but he wants the car. Now I want to stop.
Stop.
This is a free show.
Just
cool. Yeah, so that was Fanny Pack. Before that, you heard, let's see. Oh, I don't know, 8-Bit Christmas. What else did we hear? We heard The Cure, and that was a Jay Puget remix. It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad enough for me to stop it. So I guess, what else? Oh, yeah, okay, so next we're going to play a... I can never remember what I'm supposed to be doing. Yes, so I'm going to play an ad for you. Please stay right there because it's about, like, 15 seconds long. Not 15 seconds. Hold on a sec. It's a fabulous PSA to tell you all about the fabulous things that CITR does, which are fabulous. Yes.
There once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out to the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Okay, yeah, so that's the PSA I was supposed to play for you. And of course, CITR sponsors this little party. That's Tuesdays at the Republic, Nelson at Granville. And this week is actually going to be really good, because not only do they have seven, count them, seven DJs playing, Miss Kitten is doing her song, I think actually the song is called Miss Kitten Sings Teenage Dominatrix. But I just think of it as Teenage Dominatrix because it's, I don't know, it's really weird, but it's very good. But I was going to play some Ms. Kitten, but we're running out of time. And here by request is Supreme Beings of Leisure, because a listener was going to go to the show and he wanted to know what they sound like. So, yeah, here we go. This is off their 2008 album, 11i. This is the song A Swallow. It's very atmospheric. We'll be right back. sorry, I have to stop this. This is kind of this. I don't like this at all. This sucks. I don't know. This is horrible. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Here's a better song. I thought I would end the 2008 run of Mondo Trash on CITR 101.9 FM with this. This is all the pop music in 2008. This is actually DJ Earworm doing a mashup of the Billboard Top 25. And after this, we'll be listening to Transcendence, although Smiley Mike can't come in for some reason. So it's the thing. So stay tuned. It's the 101.9 FM CITR, and this is DJ Earworm's mashup, the top 25 Billboard hits of 2008, because I guess it's classier that way. Yeah, so I guess I just want to give a little shout-out to everybody who's been listening all year. We're almost done with our, well, can you believe that? Our third year of this show. There are babies alive, lots of babies who can talk, who weren't alive. I mean, there are probably babies out there who can talk who their parents had never met when I started this show. So that's kind of weird. I mean, I'm 22, so I'm kind of new to that whole, you know, realm or whatever. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's so weird. Oh, God. That's just a mind fuck. Anyways, so, yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I guess I'm just going to play this sleazy pop music. Before I do, here is some reasons why you should listen to another show on CITR, which I very much enjoy. And you should, I guess, do that. Yeah, Breakfast with the Browns. It's fun. Here's their ad. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun show. Let's have fun. This is a fun show. Breakfast with the Browns is a fun show. Go listen to Breakfast with the Browns instead.
I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like hell. Now we're riding the...
All right, yeah, so here is our last song of 2008, and it's the Billboard Top 25 mashed up. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next year, next Sunday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Maxwell Maxwell. If you need to get a hold of me, my email address is max@maxwellmaxwell.com or mondotrasho@maxwellmaxwell.com. If you like a song you heard, just email me, and I'll probably send it to you. Because I hate paying for music, and you probably do too. Yeah, so here it is, United States of Pop 2008, Viva La Pop. And I hate most of this songs, but they sound good together. I think. I don't know. That's subjective. Whatever. This has been Mondo Trasho for 2008.